Tracking Texas weather isn't a task for the lazy. This past spring, driving rain drowned the longstanding drought. Engorged rivers gushed over spillways, lakes were closed to boaters, people evacuated their homes. Fast forward 5 months, and North Texas is parched. Jennifer Dunn is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
The most recent drought monitor has portions of Tarrant, Dallas, Collin, and Rockwall County, and then going northeast towards the Paris area, up in extreme drought now.
In true Texas fashion, that's about to change again. By the time Sunday gets here, buckets of rain will have soaked the region.
Yeah, we're looking at widespread of about 3 to 6 inches. However, we're expecting that some locations are going to receive more than that. It's possible that we could see some accumulations closer to 8 inches of rain.
Dunn says don't expect a repeat of last spring, but flash flooding is a concern.
Because the rain is going to fall very quickly and possibly in a short amount of time, that increases the flash flood threat, which is why we have the flash flood watch.
That watch is in effect through early Sunday morning. As far as chipping away at the drought, this weather system should help.
It definitely should make a dent, at least in the short term. Now, how much of a dent it makes overall, we'll have a better idea once we know exactly how much rain falls and where.
One thing is certain. In a few short days, North Texas will go from wilted to waterlogged. Courtney Collins, KERA News.